uçacağım ben. Uçacağım ben. Uçacağım. Uçacağım ben.
Keeping you informed about what's going on locally. This is Let's Talk About It.
Hello again and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Dakota Country AM 1400 KQDJ, also 97.1 FM and streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today we have Taylor Barnes joining us, the Executive Director for the Jamestown Arts Center. Taylor, welcome to the show again.
Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely. So, last week you held your community conversation on what the community would like to see with the art park, and you're here today to talk a little bit about what was discussed and maybe some possible future plans for the art park.
Correct. Last week, was it last week or the week before?
I think it was last week.
We don't remember. We held conversations and invited, thank you very much for promoting that opportunity to come and talk at the Art Center about the green space downtown, which we're calling the Art Park because it doesn't have another name at this point in time. We've hired RDG Design and Planning to, because we got a grant from Arts Midwest, we've hired RDG Planning and Consulting, Planning and Design, to guide the organization through the process. And so the first part of that process really began with a conversation with Arts Midwest, which is an organization representing nine states that is headquartered in Minneapolis. Okay. And we've received a planning grant from them to look at the green space and to think about it really broadly. And we began conversations with them around what makes a community livable. So what kinds of qualities does a community possess, both in physical features as well as intrinsic kind of operating, you know, individual as an organism.
Right.
So let's look at that, and can those values and things that make the community vibrant be almost personified in a space?
Okay.
Or how can a space encourage that?
Right. So basically, they would like to see the space used as a kind of sort of, if cornerstone is the correct word that I'm looking for, kind of like a representation of what the city represents.
Or could become.
Or could become.
So it's got a possibility, I think. We have a lot of great things, sites in the community that talk about what the history of this region has been. You know, you've got Fort Seward, and you've got the Buffalo Museum and Sussman County Museum, and you've got lots of different landmarks that talk about that. And we're hoping that the space downtown can talk about the quality of life currently and where we could head.
Right, okay.
So as you're driving through town, if you came across this green space downtown, that was an incredibly well-designed, beautiful space. So architecturally, from a landscape architecture perspective, beautiful, intriguing, inviting. You might drive through and think, wow, this town is got more going on than we thought.
Right. Okay.
I mean, because visual appeal accounts for something. I mean,
right. Isn't that kind of something with certain people? You see something and you base, like, there's like a 5 second, you already have made your decision on what that town is about.
So if you go through a town and you think, there are a lot of boarded up storefronts, there are signs downtown that are all homemade, that are put in windows, that don't reflect a sense of professional. Yeah, you're right. You make assumptions.
Right.
And so we want to have people come through and make an assumption about Jamestown based on a really incredible space downtown that might be a catalyst for development.
Right.
So we gathered people and invited people to conversations, and we had a great turnout and lots of interesting ideas. We talked about, you know, what do you value? And certainly heritage came up, and family and sense of community, recreational opportunities, lots of things. And we also talked about then what kind of programming, what kinds of things do you think could happen in that space? Everything from performances, festivals, a gathering space, events, art fairs, a whole range of things came up. And the design of the space will need to be multi-use. So how can we make the most out of that space while retaining, I mean, you can't do everything.
Right, right.
I mean, there was a lot, there, I loved, I went to, one of the sessions was at the high school.
Right, involving the students with it as well, future
Residents.
Yep, yep.
And there are some good little planners. I talked to one group of students and said, you have a future in community development and planning. Their responses were really well thought out, and they took it seriously. There was another group of all boys that I thought, okay, you're adolescent boys. Yeah, well, they were funny, you know, the ideas they had.
Of course.
But there was, let's make that wall into a rock climbing wall, for example.
Okay.
The truth about that wall is that it was an interior wall, and when the building there burned down, it left that those interior bricks exposed.
Mm, okay.
It's not a lot of structural integrity, one. Two, the Art Center doesn't own the wall.
Okay, yeah.
So all bets on that wall are not our decision.
Right.
It's certainly part of the park, and we are constantly in conversation with the owners of the building, talking about what we're planning to do, what they're planning to do, so it flows along a reasonable timeline. There was one kid from the high school who said, why don't you put a golf course in there? And I thought, that's a cute idea. I mean, you limit the possibility of multi-use, but it doesn't mean you couldn't have a temporary golf course.
That's true.
You could have installations of all sorts of that would draw people there for a fun activity over a weekend or a fun seasonal activity.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the comments were, how can this be an attractive space year-round? So it doesn't just have flowers in the summer, but what can it do to serve the community in the winter? You know, could a community Christmas tree be there as well as the Civic Center? Could there be, you know, blah, blah, blah. We just had lots of...
Just lots of great ideas that were thrown out.
Mm-hmm. And we still want input from people.
Right. And that's what that's what you're here today to tell us about. You still are open. There has been no decision yet. That was just a big brainstorming day pretty much for the Arts Center and what to do with the park. So like you said, you're still open for more suggestions or ideas on this.
Because you never know what idea might spark the whole theme that had not even been considered. So both visual ideas, what would you like to see there in, you know, a lot of people said a fountain, a water feature, a performance area, decorative fence, you know, blah, blah, blah. So what would you like to see there? And how would you like that place used? Why would you bring your family there? Do we need a place downtown to bring families? Would you sit outside and have your lunch? You know, all of those thoughts about this is how the space could function.
Right, right.
Would be welcome.
So, Taylor, you also wanted to discuss a little bit about what the people who donated the grant as well, what they are looking for in this as well, right?
And what we're doing this project with Arts Midwest called Arts Lab, and it's strengthening the organization internally.
Okay.
Operating systems, etc. And part of that is looking at our strategic plan. And what strategic initiative would we like to advance through the use of a grant? And the board of directors of the Jamestown Fine Arts Association, which is the long name for the nonprofit that runs the Arts Center, so it's just quicker to say the Arts Center.
Right.
Decided that development of that space was the initiative, and building community through that space really was something the organization is interested in, which is, I think it's admirable that the board chose that, because they could have said, we want to spend a lot of money on staff development or developing internal systems with regard to equipment, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to their credit that they said, we want to develop the community. We want to utilize the arts as a vehicle to help the community grow. I mean, the fact that they've purchased the land, which is privately owned, but really a public space, reflects the commitment the organization has to community development. So I think kudos to the board of directors and the Arts Center for pursuing that pathway. What was your question?
My question, you said with Arts Midwest, before we started talking, you said Arts Midwest was also looking for certain qualities of why they donated the grant to the Arts Center.
And I think it was the integrity of the mission and the reason and their interest in helping develop sustainable communities using the arts as a vehicle.
Okay.
For that. So, you know,
you did cover the question.
I did, yeah. Well, talking about what guiding principles does a community have and our organization what does the next generation, how is the next generation interested in living and viewing their community?
Well, okay. So now, Taylor, where can, if people still have ideas, opinions, if they want any questions or comments.
Oh, you know what another idea was?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. No, that's okay.
Outdoor movies.
Okay.
And that could be year round.
I can see that, yeah.
And you could block off, let's say you were going to do a movie and you wanted to do a combination, sit on the grass and bring your car. So you could pull a cars. Okay. If you closed 2nd Street from the corner of 1st to the alley.
Okay.
And utilize that street, you could sit in your car. You could put up bleachers there. You could sit in chairs. You can sit in the park. Maybe the wall can be used for outdoor movies. Wow. Maybe there could be kind of like scrims that you use in theater.
Right, right.
Yep. Suspended somehow within the park and used as outdoor. And I thought, you know, there's that electrical panel along the sidewalk that vendors use for crazy days and things like that.
Oh, right, right.
Lots of plug-ins. Good. Bring your sleeping bag and your electric blanket and let's lie out there in the winter and watch a movie.
Yeah, I mean, there you go.
You know, we could do all sorts of things. It's our only limit is our imagination.
Right. That is, I mean, it sounds like there's been a lot of ideas and it's hard. But like you said, sometimes it takes many ideas to spark that one idea that you know is it, right?
And what can the focal point be?
Right. Perfect. Okay. Well, anyway, Taylor, how do people get in contact with you if they have more ideas, any questions on the art park, any questions on the grant, where can they contact you?
251-2496 is the Art Center's number. You can email tbarnes@jamestownarts.com. You can mail us your suggestions, P.O. Box 363, or you can walk in the door and say, you know, I'm interested in this project.
Mm-hmm.
Our organization would like to help spur this forward. As an individual, I'd like to help, you know, whatever.
Right. So there's tons of ways that people can get involved with this then.
Yes.
Which is exactly what you were looking for.
We really want it to be something that the community values as a community asset. And the best way to do it is not to impose something on the community. That's not what we want. Not what we want to do. We want to have it be part and integral in the community.
Right. All right, Taylor, thank you very much for coming onto the show and sharing the ideas that were shared during your community conversation the past week.
Keep the ideas coming.